Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We got good things on the way for you. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany got some nice blue skies out there today.
Yes, this is my favorite, when the sun is shining on the fresh fallen snow and it just sparkles, you know, all the glitter everywhere. It is gorgeous outside right now.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a winter wonderland. It's beautiful out there. If you need a backdrop for your computer or something like that, take a picture of your outdoors right now.
But the real question is, when are we going to get snowman snow?
Oh, seriously, right?
We ask the tough questions around here, Brittany.
We do.
Good. I'm glad you do. We do have a chance for a little bit of that potentially on Monday. So fingers crossed that our temperatures are going to be into those low 30s to even some mid 30s. So as this system pushes in on Monday, that will be that packable snowman snowball fight kind of snow on Monday. We're looking at a couple of inches there. But before that, a dry and crisp and cool weekend. Highs today will hit the upper 20s, but right now with the wind chills, it feels like 8 degrees. So the single digits are actually going to slide to those overnight tonight. It's going to be a cold one. And then tomorrow, highs will only be in the teens, but it'll be bright and beautiful, just like today. And then on Sunday, a few more clouds start to filter in. Temperatures rise a little bit more into the upper 20s. And like I said, Monday is that packable, hopefully snowman snow, with highs in the mid 30s.
I feel like
a great weekend to stay inside.
Or bundle up like the Michelin Man, right?
Yeah. Feels like the cold is a little bit easier to take when it's nice and sunny out like this in the morning. It's there's something about it. It's a little bit nicer, especially on a Friday. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. You have a fun winter weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Best in the business. Thanks, right, Brittany. There. Best in the business. We got good stuff on the way for you, everybody. 5 gifts you can buy at the last minute. We'll get that one out there for you. We've got a gift giving etiquette. We'll get into that one.
Wait. Hold up. We're going to give people a way to plan ahead to buy gifts last minute, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. That we are helpers around here. That's what
we
do.
It's the 20th. There's plenty of time before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
We got a whole weekend.
Honestly, I haven't even thought about it yet. We got all
whatever.
That.
Yours are all fortunately stuffed in a closet where you forgot about them. Not.
How did you know they were in the closet? Oh no, I gotta rehide them. We got all that covered up. 9 o'clock hour. Gonna have some entertainment news for you as well. Got some fun things lined up in there, including Dolly Parton, Simple Wish. We have got some news on Lady Gaga and what's new on your small screen, big screen, and plenty more. All of that for you. Want to kick the show off, though, with a couple of other things. First, we'll have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club and the star of the day all coming up for you, everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Hey.
I got a couple of fun topics here, but real quick, I do want to send a big shout out to our team for pulling off something really fun this week with the elf call-ins that we did, Melissa.
Yeah, it was great. I appreciate you and Laura helping out, and Seth and Ashley and everybody. And of course, Miss Holly. We couldn't have done it without her. She was the greatest elf ever.
I did not expect her to be coming in on a reindeer. I pull into the parking lot. Yeah, and there's a reindeer right there, which is, cool. I didn't have any problem with it. I just didn't expect it, that's all.
Now, I know we have somebody to take care of our snow. Do they have something in the contract that covers a reindeer doo-doo?
We covered that. We definitely made sure that they were paid for their services, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
And I took care of the rest.
Great reindeer, but you know what happens.
Oh, yeah.
You feed them hay, and now comes the... It happens.
Reindeer need a lot of calories, everybody. A lot.
You're flying. They got to stay warm. They got to fly.
You think you use a lot of energy when you're walking, flying. My God. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And thank you to all the callers that called in. It was great. And it was just a nice way to bring in the holiday season.
We especially thank our sponsors and being able to. We can't do this without you guys. So thank you so much to everybody being a part of this community, being part of this team.
Absolutely.
I think we start doing this kind of thing more often, next year and everything. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got something fun lined up this weekend. We got our kind of office party going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
I have games, James.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you saw on the sign up. I'm bringing games.
Honestly, no, I didn't. I'm sorry, Melissa. I'm not trying not to.
Why are you like this?
Because I don't think about this stuff. I think about work.
Why are you like this?
Because I need help. Because we don't only have 2 hours of show. We do not have enough time for that.
Okay, but why are you like this is the name of one of the games I'm bringing.
Oh. Okay. Should have read the sheet.
I'm sorry.
That was good. That was really good. That was great.
No, I also have a ping pong ball game where you have to connect four.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. So it requires skill and dexterity, and it's practically a sport. James, I'm bringing a sport game to our Christmas party. Aren't you proud of me?
It's a Christmas miracle. That's beautiful.
I might even call into Playmakers after this.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I love that, actually. Please do. Please do. One of the things we're having fun with this event and everything, we're doing the white elephant thing that a lot of people mm-hmm. do and stuff. But I we throw this term around, and I don't know how many people know where it comes from. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to dive into that one.
Yeah, let's look into it.
I always love looking into the history of these things. And the term white elephant actually comes from Siam, which is now Thailand, and refers to a burdensome, an expensive and useless possession.
Was that what we're supposed to get? Because that's not what I got.
You talk about how things grow and change over the years. This has really been a dead. You talk about Americanizing things. You know, we really did.
I guess these bookshelf ends, those will be what I'm given, maybe.
Right, yeah. So in their culture, in the Siam culture, the white
Siam.
Siam, thank you. Siam mm-hmm. culture, the white elephant is sacred. And the animals were so valuable that they were automatically gifted to the reigning monarch, who would sometimes give them as a gift of good or bad fortune. Because it's an elephant. And, I mean, they already, you know, where are you going to put that? It ain't easy exactly to go for walks, feeding it, all of that.
Okay, but that more accurately describes the gift that I got for the person whose name I drew. Wow. So I'm glad I followed the original. Sentiment behind the title.
No word here on if there was a price limit on what they did back then, though. I don't know if they kept that part of the tradition.
I don't think the elephant, even back then, would fall under the $25
No,
mark.
I don't think so.
Especially not if you consider inflation.
Yeah, it felt like one of those things where you hear it and you're like, well, it doesn't have anything to do with an actual elephant. That's just, you know, some. No, actually it does. It has actually to do with an actual elephant. I didn't think that. I didn't think it really did.
So wait, we weren't just supposed to buy a white elephant?
That's what I did.
I just went to Nakusa and had Mr. Peters print me one.
I really think that that's where the pet rock, there's something people are missing out on. Just a little white, elephant that mm-hmm. you can, you know, 3D printer, I don't know, kick them out there.
No, it works great.
How many people would love, like my father, that would love to, for a white elephant gift, give somebody a white elephant? Like, that's right up his alley. I don't know.
Perfect.
Go ahead and get on
that
one.
I've got the fix for it. You know, if you don't have the budget for your white elephant, you just give someone a white piece of paper and you tell them that the white elephant is on that white piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. It's in a snowstorm.
It's a white elephant in a snowstorm on this white piece of paper.
If you squint, you can really see the trunk. You just got to squint.
You really want to go above and beyond, frame it.
Oh, nice. I like that, actually. Oh, I really love that. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, God, I love that.
Thank you. Now I have solved all of your white elephant gift problems. Yeah,
absolutely.
Out there.
You're welcome, everybody. Didn't know that was coming this morning, but there you go.
Trademark.
Yep. We talked about this the other day, Melissa, and I just wanted to wrap up the conversation when we were talking about candy canes and Guinness World Records. The longest candy cane ever made was by Chef Alan Roddy, created the world's longest one at 51 feet long in Geneva, Illinois.
That'd take a long time to eat.
So he did this back in 2012. I was living there back in 2012, and I don't remember this. I was very busy back then. I was just starting at Second City and everything. But I was a little surprised by this. Robbie used over 900 pounds of sugar to make this thing.
Man. That sounds about right. When you got multiple dozens of feet of something, it's going to take pounds of sugar.
How about the most candy canes ever on a Christmas tree? That seems like a fun one. That seems like a fun
it
one.
It does, because a Christmas tree could only hold so much if it's a real tree.
The Winter Wonderland group set the record for the most candy canes on a Christmas tree at 6,425.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
That
because
poor tree.
When they put that 26th one on, the tree was going, nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I'm good.
You put one more on me, I've fallen down.
That was set in 2018 in Grove City, Ohio. Pretty good. And most candy canes in a beard. It's an actual record. And I like it. Joel Strasser set the record for the most candy canes in a beard at 187.
Wow.
Yeah, did this
That's
last
impressive.
Year.
Yeah. Were they full-size candy canes,
yeah,
though,
I'm
or
looking,
mini?
I've been trying to look for a picture of this one.
I bet you they'd have to be full-sized because they don't wrap the mini ones like you could hang them on a tree.
Yeah, and they are. They're full-size. And, man, now, I got to say, I don't know if this counts as cheating or not, but some of these are hooked into other canes. So, I don't know.
But that's still, he's carrying that weight on his face.
Yeah, that's not, that ain't easy.
You know, James, as much as you talk about your wild hair and how crazy it is and everything, I think we should do this, but in your hair.
Oh, yes! Oh, that's the idea. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing it.
I hope you're writing these down every time I come up with something.
I'm writing them down right now.
You say that's the idea because I've come up with at least, I don't know, seven now?
I will say this for those that don't know me. I write everything down. I really do.
But do you know where it is?
Okay, you didn't ask that before. No.
Legitimate question, James.
It really is. We will take a quick commercial break, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a little bit after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Whoop. It is Melissa and James taking you through our Friday edition of The Morning Show here at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and treat yourself, everybody. Head over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Let them know that we wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Got a great post out there, too. And a nice side note here. Thank you to all of our snowplowers and everybody out there working so hard overnight. We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely.
And we appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Head on over there, check out one of the most unique, fun, wonderful menus you're going to find with some of the best people you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, can't get over there this morning, today is, it's Friday, so it's the only day they're open until 8 o'clock tonight where you can get one of the best delicious fish, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. One of the most delicious fish fries in our area.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. It's only getting more and more popular. Head on over to El Cafe today and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We'd love to celebrate with you.
We do indeed.
info@WFHR.com. You can email us at. You can also give us hit us up on Facebook. Hit either of our WIRI or WFHR Facebook pages.
That's right. We will see it almost right away if we happen to be looking that direction.
Yes. And feel free to call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Just call up and tell us who you want to wish a happy birthday or anniversary to, or if it's your birthday or anniversary. We want to hear from you directly.
We love to hear from you guys, and I love those live birthdays and anniversaries. And keep in mind, on Fridays, we're not just celebrating Friday, but Saturday and Sunday. So if you have one on Saturday or Sunday, go ahead and give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Diving into the celebrating, Melissa, I need a one or a two.
I'm going to go with two.
Okay. And I need a one or a three.
Ooh, I'm sticking with two.
Okay, all right. Gives us their qualifiers so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, just putting the spotlight on our one qualifier for today, Friday, December 20th, Marge Gauze.
Oh, happy birthday, Marge.
Enjoy the day, Marge. We hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our Saturday birthdays for December 21st, wishing happy birthday to Crystal Tracy.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
And to our qualifiers celebrating their golden anniversary, their 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Tom and Emily Anders.
Tom and Emily. Happy anniversary.
Wish you guys a wonderful 50th. You. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. 50th.
Why is it the golden at 50?
I'm not sure.
Because when it's your golden birthday, it's the day you were born on. Mm-hmm. Like my 25th year, because it was on 25. I wonder, that must be different for anniversaries then. Huh.
Yeah. Either way, Tom and Emily, wishing you guys the best of anniversaries, and you're qualifiers for Saturday.
Congratulations.
On Sunday, now just a year behind them, celebrating their 49th anniversary, Ray and Sue Onesti.
Oh, Ray and Sue. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy 49th, you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Man, this is just kicking my heart. I love this. This is great. And we wish a happy birthday on Sunday to Peggy Mertens.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Enjoy your day, Peg. Hope it's a good one for you. And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Barbara Hunt Caves.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Barbara, wishing you the best of days. Go ahead and brag to all your friends and family that you are our qualifier on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And thank you, everybody, for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. First up on for today, Jonah Hill is 41.
Really?
Actually, a little younger than I would have expected. I just thought, not much older, but a little bit older than that.
Well, he's kind of been around for a bit.
Yeah. And he's had some ups and downs as far as, not so much, where he is. He's been in almost every movie, and then he goes away, and he's come back. And he's having more steady work, I think, as it goes along. And it seems like he's handling it all much better, too. Okay. It's got to be something when you're that young thrust into things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got two Academy Awards, BAFTA Award, two Golden Globe Awards. I mean, so he's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. David Cook is 42. I had to look at this. He was the American Idol winner in season 7, and I don't know.
And looks like men who stuck finger in light socket.
Yeah, isn't that show supposed to make stars? Like how is it that we don't know half of the people that win that thing? I don't know.
Luck.
Yeah. Chris Robinson is 58, lead singer, songwriter for the Black Crowes. Good band.
Mm-hmm.
On a Friday, I should definitely mention my favorite song of them, theirs is Good Friday. That's a good song. Oh, it's a good song. Great Friday song. Let's see here. Alan Parsons is 76 today. Alan Parsons of the Parsons Project, of course, and a lot of other things. Alan was also the assistant engineer on Abbey Road and Dark Side of the Moon, two of the most classic albums of all time. Two of the greatest albums of all time, and this guy was sitting in the studio with them. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, because the audio engineers don't often, always get in the limelight. Even though they make the people in the spotlight sound great.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that I didn't always feel that way. It wasn't until I got into radio and I started working at a classic rock station and learning more about that stuff and everything, and how the great engineers, a lot of engineers will come in and they have an idea what they want to do, and they kind of try to shoehorn it in or make it happen. The good ones come in and say and try to go what do you want? You're the artist. What do you want me to do? How can I help you make your vision possible? Alan Parsons, guys like that, are really good at that stuff.
Yeah, and the good artists come in and say, I'm looking forward to working with you.
Yeah.
Because you are going to make me sound good. Mm-hmm. So.
And Peter Criss is 79 today. Drummer who has been fired 3 times by Kiss, but you don't have Kiss without Peter Criss. It's not the same. The Catman.
Also,
wrote and sang the love ballad Beth. So let's see here. Taking a look at our Saturday birthdays, a couple of names on the list. Jane Charismatic is 68. Malcolm in the Middle mom, and she's done a lot of voice acting since then. They are back at it too, as we mentioned the other day. They're going to be filming a couple of more episodes.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
Kiefer Sutherland is 57.
Ha ha!
Great actor, really good actor.
Yes.
I had a student once just convinced that Kiefer Sutherland was underrated, and I was like, you know what? It's okay. I'm not going to fight you on that one. He might be. I know that I grew up in the 80s though, and that's the Lost Boys. I mean, there's certain movies Kiefer Sutherland was in that
Stand By Me.
Yeah. How could I?
Young Guns.
Young Guns. Come on, Young Guns. Like I don't that you talk about movies that I am like just all. all in on, but have no like historical accuracy or don't really make a lot of sense or anything like that. Young Guns is right at the top of the list for me. I love that movie.
I loved him in Designated Survivor.
Oh, good one. Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of them too where he's done some dramatic roles that are really good. He's done a couple also where he's just like a cameo kind of in it or a side actor, and he's just a very complimentary actor. He really does embody everything his father did. It's one of those ones where the apple does not fall far from the tree at all. Ray Romano is 66 on Saturday. Happy birthday to one of the more unique voices you're going to hear. perfect voice for a sloth. Like,
yeah.
I love John Leguizamo, and I think Dennis Leary does a really good job as a voice actor and everything. Really good casting with all of those. You can't get much better than that voice for a willy mammoth. That's perfect. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson is 75, and I feel like I should be shouting his name. I feel like. but one of the greater actors I've ever seen, period. I just think Samuel Jackson is one of the most complete actors I've ever seen, and one of the biggest influences I will ever have. Seeing somebody like him not only get his break late in life, but the consistency and the work ethic that he has. You don't have to like Samuel Jackson, but I don't know how you cannot respect that man's work ethic. And everybody will tell you he is another similar to John Wayne. He's the first one on the set, the last one to leave. He's one of those people that everybody likes to work with. Just a good guy. Happy 75th to him. Yes. 75.
So many movies that he was in that are just a love, love, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Jurassic Park.
So many. There's so many good movies. I love, they asked Samuel Jackson once, Sam, which movies did you do for the money? All of them. He loves to work. He loves to act. And that's, to get paid to do what you love to do, what you're good at. I mean, that's the dream.
I didn't know he was in Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I read the book, and I love, love, love the book, but I haven't seen the movie. Now I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it might be worth watching. That's one of the few performances of his I have not seen. I got to see
it. And it was
one.
Directed by Tim Burton, too.
Yeah,
so that's even more worth watching.
It got a good cast. Yeah, it's got a good cast in that one. And wrapping up Saturday birthdays, one of the greatest tennis players we'll ever see, and one of my favorites, Chris Evert, is 69 today. Ooh, loved watching Chris Evert play. Man, the days of the highlights of American tennis. Oh man, Chris Evert was right at the top of that with Martina Navratilova and that rivalry going on. And it's so cool too to see this. It's actually one of the cool things I think about tennis, where these stars, they're 30, 33, and they're old and they're retiring. So then they have the whole second half of their life to kind of see how this plays out. And so many of them, it's interesting. John McEnroe goes into announcing the thing that he hated, and becomes almost famous for that. And Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova, both were, heated rivals. I believe they end up having like coffee on accident and becoming kind of friends. And then they both went through, are both cancer survivors and really help promote and talk about cancer awareness together. It's wild to see that to me as a young kid that grew up watching those two battling it out on the court. It's a cool story. It's cool how that went.
But that is one of the great things about sports. Like, you can be not the worst enemies, but the biggest competitors on, the field or on the court. Mm-hmm. And then off the court, you can be the best of friends.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a cool thing about sports.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite parts of it. And God, do I miss good American tennis, man. Really. I just thinking about that. Looking at Sunday birthdays real quick. Meghan Trainor is 30 on Sunday.
Oh, I like Meghan Trainor.
Good voice. Very good voice. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And just a couple of more for you.
All about that bass, about that bass.
the legend, Ralph Fiennes is 61 today. Now, I don't know about Keith Sutherland, but Ralph Fiennes is definitely underrated. He who shall not be named in the Harry Potter movies, of course.
Yes.
One of his more famous roles, but The English Patient, so many.
The Menu, I want to see that so bad.
Oh, I do too. And I heard such good things about it, but I haven't gotten to see it yet.
Mm-hmm. The Great Budapest Motel.
That is my daughter's favorite, and she loves him in that. That's a good one.
He was in The Kingsman, too.
That one is I'm a sucker for action movies, but that one is a sneaky good movie where it actually gives you real history of like how many bloodlines were killed off in World War II and things like that. And Ralph Fiennes, one of the things that is so versatile and cool about him is he can pull off all this action stuff while also being like a Shakespearean level actor, which just makes that stuff that, because they put that same train, Colin Firth also in the Kingsman series. These are guys who, they only know one speed. So when they train for a role, they're going to do everything it takes to be that role. The same training they put into an accent or something like that, they're going to put into their action moves. And when you're a sucker for action like me, oh, that's awesome.
Then, of course, all the James Bond movies he was in.
Yeah.
Spectre, No Time to Die, Skyfall.
Just an incredible, credible actor. Really something. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list, everybody. We appreciate it. Oh, looks like we might be getting a call in, a late entry. Let's see.
Hey.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I don't know.
What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
Yeah,
what?
It did not. It just waves.
He just waves. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's so good.
That is real excellent. That got me. That was a good one, man. We appreciate you, bud. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a great morning. Thank you. Best listeners of radio. A big thank you to our friends over at the ODC. We appreciate them very much. Find out ways that you can impact your community with the ODC. Go to odcinc.com. Find out more about the work that they're doing over there. That was great.
And don't they have the Milkweed Market if you need some unique Christmas gifts?
I am telling you, they have the greatest, most unique gifts you're going to find really in the area. Head on over there, everybody, and check those out. But we got a couple of places like that, like our Central Wisconsin Cultural Center and stuff. But the ODC, really, really cool stuff over there. Check that out. We will take a quick time out. We will come back, and we're giving away some Culvers when we come back.
Ooh, yeah.
Morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa and I are about to do is play some theme music from a famous Christmas special.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm getting into the season a little bit here. We'll play that for you, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you call up 715-424-2600, or you're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Get you in quicker.
You call up, do that, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Greatly appreciate our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Visit them on A Street, everybody. And keep in mind, wherever you're listening to us, if you got a Culvers, you got a Culvers that puts back into their community.
And it's great food.
Oh, it's some of the best you're going to find. Yeah. Visit our friends at Culvers today, everybody, and get in on the winning and get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app and let us know what Christmas special this is from. And let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
It's Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Hey, all right.
That will count. That will do it. There it is. Now it's official.
Well, some Vince Guaraldi music this time of year.
Yes.
It's a must. It is a must. I cannot truly get into the season until I hear it. And I will say almost December 1st, I'm listening to that soundtrack. And have been for decades, since being a little kid and seeing it and everything. Can I get your first name, sir?
Patrick,
thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from, Pat?
Wisconsin Rapids, right here in town.
All right, nice. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. You a fan of the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
Oh, yes. Must see every year. That and Frosty and Rudolph.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed. Wholehearted. Well, yes. Well done.
Yeah. I haven't seen Rudolph in a long time. I got to look that one up.
It's a good one. Patrick, thank you so much for listening, playing along. We appreciate you. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It is a just a classic. I did not even realize until this year, Bria wanted us for one of our What the Muppet podcasts come up with our favorite Christmas movie. I never really thought about it. And I went through, you know, the list and did all the things I did. I came down to it. And I'm like, oh, this is it. The Charlie Brown Christmas special is my favorite. Like, even more than A Nightmare Before Christmas or, you know, some of the more modern classics like Elf or Christmas Vacation, stuff like that. Like, that's it. That's the one for me.
I've been told I have to watch Spirited.
Yeah, I've been told that too. Yeah. That's supposed to be a good one. I'll have to check that out.
Wonder if we were told by the same person.
Probably.
I don't know.
I'm going to talk to Patrick a little bit here. We'll come back and have some fun. We're talking about five easy gifts to get, last-minute gifts. We're talking that when we come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR. I had to play it at least a little bit more. I'm sorry, everybody. I had to.
Well, I don't think that's something to be sorry for. It's pretty popular.
Gosh, I just love it so much. I did want to mention, this is from 1965. So it's already over 10 years old before I come around in 77. And I mean, it felt like one of those things. It was still that relevant? This all these years later and everything, without any special effects, without any, you know, I don't know. I just find that amazing.
We talk a lot this time of year about the fact that, like, new Christmas songs, new Christmas movies, they're not that great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they haven't really come up with better things to replace the classic ones.
No, they really haven't. Want to send a big shout out to Patrick, our newest winner for Star of the Day. Appreciate him.
Congratulations, Patrick.
And appreciate our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers.
Yeah.
It's December 20th, which means you've got less than 5 days to pick up that last minute gift. And while gift cards are always a reliable standby, here are five other ideas that might be just as easy or more meaningful. Now, I will say there are people that ask for gift cards and people that prefer those.
That's true, but it definitely takes the I know what you want out of it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you get what you want.
I do a thing, like, especially with my youngest, Izzy. I know that she doesn't do stuff for herself very often, so I'll get her a gift card at her favorite store usually for Christmas, but for her birthday, it's a little more personal. I don't know if that's the right way to do it. I'd say it like that as an example.
Getting it for a specific store, I think, does say a little bit more than, okay, here's just a Visa gift card to buy whatever you want.
I do know her favorite store. I do know that. I do know those things. So, see,
I think you get one extra point for that, Dad.
half a point. But so here are some of the last-minute gifts that you can get. A digital product, like an online course or a streaming subscription or even a video game.
Actually, I got that for Christmas last year from one of my best friends, and she specifically wrote on the gift card what streaming movie or shows I should watch with gift card. Yeah, Schmigadoon.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's another one I heard, too.
It's like a spoof on musicals.
I think that's already a great gift, but you put that on there, and that just is such. Oh, that's the ribbon on the package right
because
there.
Because she knows I don't have any streaming services. Because I don't have time to watch them anyway. So why pay for them? So it was a very thoughtful gift. And then also here's the recommendations of and she gave me three choices. It was Schmigadoon, Ted Lasso, and something else. I don't remember the third one. Maybe I'll get to it this year. Hopefully it doesn't expire.
I have to be honest, as somebody who really, you know, it's my wheelhouse entertainment, I got into the Ted Lasso thing late. That's a great show. That's a great, great show. Mm-hmm. Like, top to bottom, it's well-written. It is incredibly well-casted. The directing of it is really good. Like, I've only seen a bit of the first season, and I'm already like, okay, yeah, I'm going to finish this out. I don't have much time. Uh-huh. I think the biggest thing that I will say that I've heard in this chair over the last year of things that as far as like, hey, what to do for people for Christmas, it's give them an experience. And that's the thing that most people are asking for too, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I actually find a lot of encouragement in that. Now, I know that experiences can cost a lot of money, but I love the idea of so many people from so many different walks of life, and this is the thing they're looking for or giving this year is an experience, like concert tickets or tickets to a sporting event or a future event. We got a lot of summer concerts coming up and everything. I think that's kind of a cool one. And they print out the tickets and put them in the card. So you have something physical you're still giving them while also, you know, having something to look forward to.
Yeah. I did that last year. Got tickets to a comedian.
That's awesome. It's a really cool gift.
Yeah, yeah. And it was an enjoyable time, too.
Right on. Good to hear.
Yeah.
A cryptocurrency is on this list. No. Look, if I'm wrong about this one, you go ahead and you rub this in my face, everybody. But there is nothing that can convince me that this is a good idea or that this is the future of our economy. For one, the people that are behind it, the people that are behind it are already billionaires. I know a hustle when I see one. And two, even if it is a great use of currency or whatever, blah, 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 for one, it is not worth it, what it is doing to our world.
To
it is
our
not
environment.
Worth it.
No, it is not.
There's no
the energy consumption. It's a small city. It can be powered with what it takes to produce a small amount of it.
Just do a little bit of digging into it, and I swear you will not jump into Bitcoin. I will stand on this one. I will put my name on it. I don't care if I get in trouble. I don't care if you're rubbing on my face later. There are a few things I have never been more certain of in my life than Bitcoin is a hustle, that it is not going to work.
Let's talk about this again in 5 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A homemade coupon. Oh, those work. Those are great.
Yeah, we used to do those a lot when I was a kid because we didn't have a lot of money. So we'd make mom a little coupon book. And she'd get some free extra services beyond all of the, you know, bathroom cleaning and floor mopping and regular chores we had to do every Friday.
Yeah. It's cool. We did it. My brother and sister and I would do it. We'd each make one. And yeah, those are always great. Those never. And I don't think there's necessarily an age limit on that.
No. But I don't ever remember mom cashing in any of those coupons.
I can remember some where my sister was really adamant about it. Like even like by February. And she'd be like, Mom, you didn't use your coupon. Like they had expiration dates and stuff. Like
these are only good until February 2nd.
Jillian was really good about that. And a great one at number five, and maybe it's an older one, but it still works. A photo of you together. If you got a great photo of you and someone together, you print it out, you put it in a nice frame. That's always nice. And especially, I actually think this means even more nowadays because we don't do that stuff anymore. We don't print photos much anymore.
Yeah, no, they're mostly just on our phones.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I had, and I can say this because I know they're not listening. I had my nieces go through my phone and find their favorite pictures of them with Nana, my mom. And I'm going to print those out and put them in a picture frame for them this year.
Well done. Well done, Mel. That's a good idea. We also want to look at this one right here because we've got some gift giving etiquette and some other things, some other stats here. If you're looking for a gift for a coworker or, you know, somebody that you don't know that well, but you want to do something nice for, it's probably a good idea to surprise them with something that you know is not a burden, probably not an animal, probably not. Someone just did a poll on holiday etiquette, and there are some fascinating results to this. There's no particular rhyme or reason or order to any of this. So we'll just go right to the top of the list. And this is one. Boy, this isn't just Christmas. This is gift-giving 101 in my family. You do not do this under any circumstance, no matter what the price or anything. Number one on the list, leaving the price tag on a gift. 56% say it's unacceptable. That number is unacceptable to me. How is that not higher?
Now, some people do it without even thinking about it.
And if it truly is an accident, no worries. That water under the bridge, all that. But we all know that there are people that, oh, did I leave that? I am so sorry. I can't believe I left that on there. Let me just take that off of there and make sure that everybody sees the $400 price tag.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's gift receipts, people.
Yeah, No, you will never know what I spent on a gift. Never.
because he got it at a bargain basement sale.
Got it at such a bargain.
Jimmy had this truck pulled up in the back lot, and, you know, I mean, there were toasters. What could I say?
Hey, what could I say, people? It fell off a truck. Quit asking questions. What are you asking so many questions for?
There was no price tag. What?
what do you mean you want to return it? We don't do that. Make it fit.
Jimmy doesn't take returns.
Jimmy, make it fit. Again, true story. Giving a child a toy gun as a gift. That's 40% say that's unacceptable.
In today's day and age, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When the number one cause of death for our children is gun violence? No.
There are literally a billion things you can give a child that don't have to do with that. Like, there's a million things you can do.
Now, it's a different story for people who know people well. I mean, this skit list is talking about people who don't know people well, right?
Yes.
These are coworkers. These are your
exactly.
friends' kids, whatever.
Yes.
This is not like, I mean, obviously, if a BB gun is something your kid has wanted forever,
yeah.
I mean, a Red Ryder BB gun.
Red Ryder BB gun, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different story. And
yeah.
obviously, we
yeah.
have a very, you know, ingrained ethical hunting here in the state of Wisconsin. It's a heritage here in Wisconsin. So
yeah.
we're not talking about that.
Not at all. Not at all. Especially, I remember I had a good friend of mine. He was so excited. He got I think it was a BB gun, but he got that and he got a hunter safety. He got a little...
A class so
yeah,
he could go take
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and he was just jacked. I'll never
yeah.
forget that. I came to remember what in school talking about.
Yeah, those costs for those classes are very, very affordable.
Yeah, yeah. Giving as a pet as a gift, 38% say that is unacceptable.
Unless it's a pet rock.
Yes.
Don't do
yes,
it.
Yeah, no.
Even a plant.
Even that. Yeah.
If you don't know if they like it or are capable of taking care of it, don't do it.
No, some of this stuff I think is the opposite in some ways if you know the person like Melissa was
right.
touching on there. But this
right.
is, again, a list of people that you don't know that well.
Yes.
Not giving a gift to someone who gave you one. 37% say that's not cool. I have no issue with that. I have
no issue with that because the purpose of giving a gift isn't to get one in return.
Yeah. I can genuinely say, and there's not that many things I could say this about, but I could genuinely say I've never said I love you and I've never given a gift expecting it back.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know that's the way to do it. For me. I'm not, you know, to each their own and everything.
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
But it also, it's like somebody gives you a gift and, I don't know, 5 days after Christmas, you show up with something off the clearance rack.
Hey, look what I found. Look at these Christmas lights.
Oh, I had
lights.
This for you all along. I couldn't find it in the massive pile of gifts I had to give out.
Got you a bunch of Christmas lights. Here you go. They were cool. They were on sale. A lot of people are doing more of this, so I'm not surprised to see this number a little bit lower. Giving a gift that's second-handed or used. 34% say that's unacceptable, so that's a much lower number.
I have zero problem with that.
Yeah, none. Yeah,
zero problem with that.
And I don't know anybody who does have a problem with that, actually. So,
well, I do know a few people who have about certain used things. One of my friends can't wear used clothes. It's just it's a thing. He has a phobia
yeah.
of it, and it's something he can't do. And
teach
that's fine.
Them. Yeah,
he can afford to buy brand new clothes.
Well,
so
yeah,
more
yeah,
power
there
to
go.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's, you know, it's a weird thing for you, it's okay. So I don't give him used clothes as gifts.
There you go. Asking for cash as a gift, 29% say that's unacceptable.
Nah,
I don't really. Yeah, again,
I think
you know,
cash
that's what
is
you want.
Cash is better than giving gift cards.
My mom feels that way. Yeah,
because why are we adding to the mega profits that are being made by Visa and MasterCard, who practically I should want to put out there have almost a monopoly on credit card systems.
Yeah, there's way too many monopolies or almost monopolies going on in our business world.
As we're moving away from using cash, I think we should actually push the American people should push back into using cash.
Agreed.
As much of a pain in the butt as it is sometimes,
and
the only way that we can keep our money for us.
It's really easy to use cash when you're buying local. Real
yeah.
easy. Giving a gag gift instead of a serious one. 28% say that is not cool. But what if you don't know? Like, I, again, this is one of those things where I haven't seen in it, but I know I've heard about it where somebody gets a gag gift for somebody and then they open the gift from the other person and it's serious. And they're sitting there like, oh no. That's, I don't know if I get too bent out of shape out of that one, you know? I do think you got to know your audience, though.
Yes, yes. And again, we are talking about people you don't know. I wouldn't probably get somebody I don't know very well a gag gift.
Yeah, yeah.
If I didn't know if it would fly, you know.
I'd probably stay away from that one.
Read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Know your audience.
Mm-hmm. Throwing away wrapping paper instead of recycling or reusing it. 28% say that is unacceptable.
Oh, I'm kind of big on this.
100% of your grandmothers do, though. They do not think this is... No, you are not going to be okay with them on this.
No.
That's
perfectly acceptable to be reused. Why are you crumpling it up?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. No, I'm with you on this. Yeah. And giving a gift after the holidays, something you just touched on, Melissa. 7% say that's unacceptable. So most people are okay with that.
I would hope so, because we can't all get together on December 25th.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to see my siblings until maybe, I don't know, January, possibly February. Yeah, so
it better be okay.
It better be okay.
Wanted to be sure. Oh, I had another one I wanted to mention. Asking for a donation to a cause instead of a gift. 16% say that that is unacceptable, but that's a very low number.
Yeah, and that has become a more common thing you see on social media a lot, especially for people's birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, that, I think that's another good one. I think that that'd be cool with that. That's no problem to me. Mm-hmm. We wanted to mention that today is the final day to get in on Civic Media's Up and Down the State Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest.
It's the last day. Oh, my goodness.
You got three more chances today, everybody. Be listening at the top of the 11 a.m. hour. Matt and Air on Air. Jane and Greg will have the keyword for you. Mm-hmm. And then at the top of the 1 and 4 o'clock hours, both here at WFHR and WIRI.
Yeah, listen in to get those keywords. You just text them in through the Civic Media app with a little text button on the app there. It's little bubbles. Mm-hmm. Click that, text the word in, and you're entered automatically.
Every hour for the next those next three opportunities, somebody's going to win some cash or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resorts in the Dells. Mm-hmm. And eight of you lucky people, and we're pulling, I'll be completely honest here, we're pulling for our local listeners
here. Of course we are.
You guys are going to have a chance to at the bunch of our gifts of our great grown-up gift list that we have for you.
Such a great list of gifts, too.
Really good stuff on there, man. Humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage set, all kinds of cool stuff.
All things we could use.
And one of the coolest things about this contest and the kind of contests we do around here, all you got to do is have the Civic Media app.
And it's free.
You don't have to have so many points or scan a QR code or a bunch of different things. You just need that keyword, text it to us, and get in on the winning. And it's a big thank you to all of our listeners out there who've downloaded the app, who've been playing along, and who've been supporting Real Democracy Radio and what we do here at Civic Media.
Mm-hmm. And promoting civic discourse and discussion and involvement.
And thank you so much to our local listeners helping represent our area. You guys make us proud. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Give us bragging points.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.